cognitivist's developmental perspective. Since the 1990s, some of these theories have played a more central part in research as regards second language development, and the metaphors of comparison for this kind of research is based within the area of neurobiology and also within information processing, trying to make an analogy of the brain similar to similar to a computer. Anyway, the claim by theorists from this perspective is that there is no need to hypothesize that humans have a language-specific module in the brain. So although the language features are focused in the left in the front left hemisphere of the brain, it doesn't necessarily mean that the language unit is focused particularly in one module. Also, they do not make this distinction between acquisition and learning, as does Krashen, and as I have adopted in this course. However, they do accept that universal grammar is a plausible explanation for the first language, but not enough for the second language. And this is because, in most cases, learners of a second language, their learning doesn't become complete like that of first language acquisition. Their language learning is only partial.